Old friends are like old memories. They always remind you of your past, and we are reminding ourselves of the past episodes from this week of Good Company for The Best of Good Company with me, Holly Taylor. I'm Holly Taylor, and sometimes we can be really hard on ourselves, like really hard. I am so amused by the things I say to myself. I would never say them to anyone else. I can be mean to me. And self-compassion is something that I don't think comes naturally to a lot of us. So when you are going through the valleys, when you're going through possible failure, you're trying to do something and you can't succeed, it's okay. Give yourself a break. Have a little self-compassion. And guess what? Did you know that self-compassion can help people achieve weight loss goals as well? Having some compassion, you had a setback, that's okay. They are more inclined to get back on the bandwagon again. So if they've fallen off the bandwagon, they stopped working out for a week, they've got some self-compassion, they'll actually reach their weight loss goals because they're giving themselves some grace and space. And so instead of getting too hard on yourself and quitting, they give themselves that self-compassion and they try again. And that leads to success. So there you go. If you beat yourself up, you're not helping yourself reach your goal. So have self-compassion and you will eventually get there. So there we go. Self-compassion. Is this something that you feel that you're good at, or are you hard on yourself? Always text in 905-338-1250 to weigh in on your conversations. You can also call. But self-compassion. Why is it so hard to give ourselves? We're great at being compassionate for others, but now it's time to also include ourselves. It's Holly Taylor, and I've got your March bucket list. Producer Mike seems to think a bucket list is something you only do if you are planning to die soon.
Google it. Bucket list is something you want to do before you kick the bucket.
Okay, well, this is something we want to do before
we die in March?
No! Before April hits. Okay, how about this? Things to do in March.
All right, that works. I'll take that one.
I still like bucket list. Okay, here we go. And this, I almost feel like we should have started in February. My garden is pushing up through the earth. I am so afraid that in 2 weeks it is going to get frosted out. But here we are. Start your seedlings indoors. Maybe do a spring cleaning day, doing some spring crafts. Also, you can start doing some thrift shopping to get ready for Easter, for the decorations and everything. Another great thing to do, and this is something we do every morning in our house. Please don't judge me. We stare at the window and look at the birds. Because the robin for me is just synonymous with spring is here. And Mike, put your rolling eyes away. Okay. I saw a cardinal. I saw a robin. It was exciting.
I can't knock it. I like looking for the blue jays.
Yes.
Yeah.
See?
I get it.
These young guys making fun of me for bird watching. Also, decorating for spring. You can make your own flower pots, because we are definitely going to need those sooner than later. And maybe look for a four-leaf clover. That was something I used to love doing when I was younger. Oh, and in the spirit of birds, make a bird feeder. Okay, Producer Mike? Have some compassion for me. We're talking self-compassion today. Oh, my goodness. All right, so a few things to possibly do this month. Why? Not because you're going to die. Because it's fun to do these things earlier than later. It's Holly Taylor here for Joy Radio, wherever you are. And that could be literally wherever you are physically or wherever you are in your life, as each one of us are in different phases and stages. And I have recently hit a milestone, guys. It kind of hurts my heart if I'm going to be completely honest about it, as my daughter is 10. And so she is between the 9 to 13 age group where they now actually get embarrassed because we do things. And in my defense, I had a pretty bad cold. Not this past weekend, but the last weekend. And so my ears were still a little bit stuffed and I'm not hearing as well. And so we were at the mall and I'm at that phase now where the music is just too loud. And so I'm trying to talk to her about undies. And yes, I am yelling in the store, according to her. I honestly think I'm just having like a normal conversation like we're having right now. And she just looks at me and she says, "Mom, why are you yelling?" And I thought, what are you talking about? I am literally using my regular voice. And then I realized I actually probably was talking louder than normal because I really couldn't hear. And I embarrassed her. So we had a really good conversation about it. I'm glad that she's still very receptive to me as a human being, because this can be a very challenging season and shift to navigate. Because last year, the crazier I was, almost the better. And now I can't be that crazy mom anymore because she's entering into a preteen teen world, and it's a hard shift for me to make as well. So I don't know. My kid now feels embarrassed by me. Here we are. I know I'm not alone. It is a rite of passage, but I'm curious. Was there a moment where you hit a milestone in your life and you just thought, oh my goodness, how did we get here? Was it in your parenting? Was it in life in general? I'm curious to hear your stories. 905-338-1250. I'm hoping that in 5 years she can look back and laugh at me being loud, you know? I mean, like, I really couldn't hear. That makes me feel like I'm 160. It's Holly Taylor. We are sharing our Good Samaritan stories today. And so I'm trying to think of Good Samaritan stories in my life. Actually, I think I've had quite a few. They've happened to me. I've had a chance to help other people as well. Producer Mike, though, any Good Samaritan stories?
Yeah, one comes to mind. I remember being at Union Station once. I was getting a train back home, and there was a lady on the ground having some sort of a medical thing. She didn't look to be in too good shape, so everybody was just walking past her. It's like the Good Samaritan story, right?
Yeah.
And so me and this stranger, this guy, stopped, and we're like, one of us call an ambulance, right?
Yeah, so, she needs some help.
Yeah, we called up an ambulance, and they got there, and both of us both made our train as well.
Oh,
so that was good. Yeah.
There you go. The Lord smileth upon you.
There it is, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
you just never know when somebody is going to need some help. I remember hearing a story of a friend of mine, actually, and he witnessed a really bad accident. And for some reason, he's always the first on the scene for accidents. So I made a note never to drive with him. And so, yeah, he had a chance to call 911. He's had a chance of actually supporting people in tragic situations. So there are Good Samaritans out there. Actually, we also have a text message here. This is from Ken. Ken said that his daughter had a Good Samaritan moment. She was driving home from university, tire popped, and someone out of the blue just pulled over and helped her. And she was able to make it to a garage, and then he was able to meet her there. So I love that. You just never know where the Good Samaritans are hiding, but they will come out when you need them. I'm Holly Taylor for Good Company. We're talking about some of those solo outings. You know, I don't mind going to the grocery store solo. It's kind of my getaway. I have my coffee and I peruse the aisles looking for the best deals. Shopping, I also don't mind going by myself. But to go to a sit-down restaurant, I don't know. For me, they're just always, you know, it's like apples and oranges. It's a sit-down dinner with a friend to have conversation with. So for me, that's a little outside of my comfort zone. What about you? 905-338-1250. Tina says, I do go out on solo outings. Nothing extravagant, never on a trip, but yes to a restaurant or a movie. Okay, producer Mike, solo outings, yes or no?
Yeah, I'll take myself out every once in a while for a day in the city in Toronto or something, or go to a restaurant. I live downtown Oakville here, so there's quite a few nice places to go and sit down.
Yeah.
There's not many tables for one, but that's okay.
Do you ever just sit at a booth just because?
No, I try to leave those for families.
There's producer Mike just sprawling.
Yeah, I've got a laptop out.
Yeah. You know, he's ordered 6 different meals, so he needs all the table space.
That's right.
Yeah. Got to test them all, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, solo outings. Is this something that you do? Is this something that you'd like to do? Or is it a hard pass?